Courage to Change, One Day at a Time, in Al-Anon, April 29th. I grew up with guilt and blame amidst harsh criticism and constant fear. Even now, after years of Al-Anon recovery, when past mistakes come to mind, I tend to react with guilt, exaggerating the significance of my errors and thinking very badly of myself. In Al-Anon, I'm learning to see myself more realistically. Sure, I have wrestled with alcoholism and taken a fall or two. I've made plenty of mistakes that had nothing to do with alcoholism. But I'm not evil. It's time I stop treating myself as if I were. There was a time when the only power I felt I had was the power to mess things up. Today, because I am learning to believe in myself and my ability to make a positive contribution to my own life, I am free to look at my mistakes without blowing them out of proportion. I can learn to stop repeating those errors, and I can make amends for the harm I have done. Today's reminder: I will not chain myself to the past with self-defeating guilt or by inflating the importance of my errors. Instead, I want to face my past and heal old wounds so that I may move forward into a richer, fuller, and more joyous life today. You don't have to suffer continual chaos in order to grow. John C. Lilly, from the book Courage to Change, copyright by Fred Fetterson, 2023, copyright Al-Anon Family Group Headquarters, Inc., 1992.